I mean, I think he's definitely in the conversation. I don't want to sound like those old guys who talk about how football was different in different eras and whatnot. But I think there has been a huge shift in the last 10 years where we're seeing that, you know, with the abolition of limits on foreigners and the polarization of football, where a handful of clubs sort of have all the very best players in the world, there's an imbalance of power, I think, to a degree that we've never, ever seen before. And so I don't think it's entirely coincidental that you've got Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo just dominating, you know, to a level that in the past the likes of Pelé and Maradona and Cruyff never really did. So I just think maybe he may well be the best ever, but I think we should also recognize that, you know, we're in a different era now.
Yeah, that's what you feel it is then, because the stats that Messi and Ronaldo have been running up over the last 5 or 6 years in terms of things that go per game, they're outrageous. You feel that's got as much probably to do with the teams that they're playing in then, maybe?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's also reflected in, you know, if you look at the points totals that sort of the winners in each league get, you know, it's routinely sort of 85, 90, 95 points in La Liga, in the Bundesliga. I think that also contributes to it. You know, if I play on a dominant team and I'm routinely winning games 4-0 and 5-0, then if I'm a great player, I will end up scoring more goals. So I think we have to maybe look beyond the goals of what they do on the pitch. And you know, I'm not suggesting Messi isn't the greatest ever. He may well be. Just it is very much a different era. And, you know, none of the other guys we often speak of as being among the all-time greats, you know, had that same super dominant supporting cast that the likes of Messi and Ronaldo have today.
Mm-hmm. And just on the subject of these personal awards, do you think they mean as much to Messi in the same way that they obviously do to Ronaldo?
You know what? I don't think they mean as much to anyone in the world as they do to Ronaldo. You can clearly see that. But it is a tremendous recognition. I mean, it's so difficult, I think, for a mere mortal to put himself in Messi's mind or Ronaldo's mind and what it feels like to be voted, you know, the very best at what you do for an unprecedented, you know, fifth time, and with time to go and win even more Ballon d'Ors in the next couple of years. So I think it does mean a lot to him. But, you know, he's also always said that winning, you know, he did hand in all his Ballon d'Ors if it meant that he could win a World Cup.
Yeah, and again on the awards, the way the votes are cast, there's plenty of politics involved, isn't there? I believe associations, they lobby for votes and stuff like that.
There's a tremendous amount of politics involved. You know, historically, what you get, or what we've had in the past, is you know, Ronaldo's teammates won't, club level, who are national team captains, they won't vote for Messi, and vice versa. You know, there's a lot of things like that tend to go on. Some of the voters, you know, like a guy from Montserrat or the Cook Islands, who, you know, maybe just plays football for fun and is an amateur, but happens to captain his national side, you know, his vote counts as much as the captain of Germany, Bastian Schweinsteiger, who would have played against all the greats and is obviously in a different level. Same argument for the managers. So in that sense, it's a very democratic process, which maybe means we don't really get sort of a scientific outcome. But I think it's something you have to accept. And in terms of the overall winner, I don't think, certainly for the last decade, I don't think that there's much debate that, you know, the electorate got that one right.